Sementara itu, orang Filistin memerangi orang Israel, sehingga orang-orang Israel melarikan diri dari hadapan orang Filistin dan mati terbunuh di pegunungan Gilboa.
Chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa.
Orang Filistin terus mengejar Saul dan anak-anaknya, dan mereka menewaskan Yonatan, Abinadab, dan Malkisua, anak-anak Saul.
And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malkisua, Saul's sons.
Pertempuran itu makin berat bagi Saul.
Para pemanah menemukannya, dan dia terluka parah oleh para pemanah itu.
And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers.
Kemudian Saul berkata kepada pembawa senjatanya, "Gunuslah pedangmu dan tikamlah aku. Jangan sampai orang-orang yang tidak bersunat itu datang menikamku dan menyiksa aku." Namun pembawa senjatanya tidak mau sebab dia sangat takut. Saul pun mengambil pedangnya dan menjatuhkan diri ke atasnya.
Then said Saul unto his armor bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it.
Ketika pembawa senjatanya melihat bahwa Saul telah mati, dia pun menjatuhkan diri ke atas pedangnya, lalu mati bersamanya.
And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon his sword and died with him.
Jadi, Saul, tiga anaknya, pembawa senjatanya, dan seluruh tentaranya mati bersama-sama pada hari itu.
So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men that same day together.
Ketika orang-orang Israel yang tinggal di seberang lembah dan di seberang sungai Yordan melihat bahwa orang-orang Israel telah lari dan bahwa Saul dan anak-anaknya sudah mati, mereka meninggalkan kota-kota mereka dan melarikan diri. Kemudian orang Filistin datang dan menduduki kota-kota itu.
And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them.
Keesokan harinya, ketika orang Filistin datang untuk merampasi orang-orang yang terbunuh, mereka menemukan Saul dan tiga anaknya tergeletak di pegunungan Gilboa.
And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa.
Mereka memenggal kepala Saul, merampas senjata-senjatanya, lalu mengutus beberapa orang berkeliling ke negeri Filistin untuk menyampaikan kabar itu di kuil berhala mereka, dan juga kepada rakyat.
They cut off his head and stripped off his armor and sent into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people.
Mereka meletakkan senjata Saul di kuil Astoret, sedangkan mayatnya dipakukan di tembok Betsan.
And they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan.
Ketika penduduk Yabes Gilead mendengar apa yang telah dilakukan orang Filistin terhadap Saul,
and when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul,
semua orang yang gagah perkasa bangkit dan berjalan semalam-malaman, lalu mengambil mayat Saul dan mayat anak-anaknya dari tembok Betsean. Sesudah itu, mereka pergi ke Yabes dan membakar mayat-mayat itu di sana.
All the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there.
Mereka mengambil tulang-tulangnya dan menguburkannya di bawah pohon tamariska di Yabesa. Lalu mereka berpuasa selama 7 hari.
And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days.